Now, back to Angel and Eric, the experienced pros.
One way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you one way.
Welcome back to the Experienced Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Thanks for taking time out of your business day to join us for ours. You know, this is a touchy subject, and we're talking about theft in the workplace, and particularly employee theft in the workplace.
Absolutely. Have you ever taken an extra packet of Post-it notes, refill of staples, some pens, or maybe even kind of fudged a little bit on your time card? Are you stealing from the boss? We've got our guest is Jay Shore. He is the founder and managing partner of The Best Medical Business Solutions, a South Florida-based medical practice consulting firm. But he helps us with all sorts of interesting business stuff that, you know, we don't always want to talk about, we don't always think about, but we definitely need to have a plan in place when things like this come up. Jay, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Well, thanks for having me back again.
All right, so Jay, I wanted to actually ask you, I kind of rambled off a few things, but let's talk first about what constitutes theft in the workplace.
Well, theft comes in multiple forms. Theft comes in time, where employees end up coming into work and they dilly-dally and they take care of some personal items first after they punch in before they actually start to come in. So, I mean, time is money. So there's theft in there. Then theft comes in treatments of products and services to friends and family, where the potential where they'll treat, or in the retail, they'll sell items and they may not necessarily either ring it up at the cash register. In the medical community, they may end up treating friends and family, and it comes in two forms. They either don't charge it at all, or they charge it at a discounted rate, or they may actually collect the money and or funds in the room or behind a counter. Sometimes theft can be where if it's paid for in cash, and this is where I've seen, they may overcharge it in a restaurant, for example. They may overcharge it on a credit card, and many times with the corporate business, people really don't check because it's the boss that pays the bill. And what ends up happening is they'll overcharge it and then keep the cash from the cash-paying people.
Yeah, you know, Jay, I worked in corporate America for a number of years and unfortunately have been privy to a lot of the conversations as I was in management in a number of areas that, you know, we went through an investigation at one of the locations at which I was a manager. That is not a pleasant experience, and that's the understatement of the year. We had a policy in that corporate arena that you could do just about anything, and we would be willing to rehabilitate. We'd be willing to work with you. But there are two things you cannot do. We will terminate on the spot. Number one, you cannot lie to us. And number two, you cannot steal from us. How do you handle that thought process?
Well, at the initial onsite of the employee and in the recruiting process, we have what we call zero-tolerance policies. And what you just related to is a zero-tolerance policy. In our field, and I come from corporate America as well, before coming into private medical practice consulting, drugs and alcohol is one of the zero-tolerance policies, and theft is the second one. I have tolerated latenesses. I have tolerated all kinds of excuses and make do for the employee. But to me, as someone who is going to steal, whether it's money, well, may even steal the stapler off of your desk. And I say that as a joke, but sometimes you really don't even know when you're being stolen from until after it can possibly be too late. What ends up happening is there's many prevention methods. I even have recommended to many of my clients to have dummy cameras that actually turn in the ceiling but they don't go anywhere.
Right, right.
Well, and I'll tell you what, those, I'm sorry, Eric, that's, you know, right. Eric's like biting his thumb. He's like, I really want to talk. And we talk about taking those preventative measures. My husband is, he installs video cameras, surveillance equipment, and he does fire alarm security systems and things like that for commercial properties. And he would agree with you, Jay, about, you know, the cameras, and he doesn't install dummy cameras, but just having that camera and knowing that you're being watched can really curb somebody's, I don't know, impulse.
Absolutely. And Jay, you're talking about the people who are, you know, put stuff in their pockets and walk away and steal the money and so on. But let's go back to that zero tolerance. If we say that theft is the abuse of the time card, then do we literally, I mean, do we keep to that zero policy? You know what, you punched in and then I saw you go over and you took a smoke break and you didn't charge on, you know, what then?
I counsel employees, and many times what happens is if you are on a time card policy for, there's the exempt and the non-exempt employees, the salaried employees that don't have to punch, and those hourly employees who do, many times they won't punch back in if they're late and say, oh, I just forgot.
Right, right.
And you have to have a policy, and in certain states, you've got to be very, very careful about the federal and state wage and hour boards.
You bet.
That you don't automatically say if you forgot to punch in or out, it's an automatic deduction. And you've got to be very careful because it's a very litigious society. And you're then going to have to be the culprit. They're going to make you feel that you are the one that was wrong versus the employee. And you counsel that employee about infractions and what you will and what you won't tolerate going forward in the future. And it's very plain and simple. When I go and I counsel my clients and I train their employees, I try to explain that employee-employer relationships are a use-use situation. The employer uses you to do and produce revenue for them, and you use the employer to get a paycheck. And hopefully there's a meeting of the minds and everyone is honest. In my particular business, I had very, very minimal theft because I used to give employees the medical procedures for free, so there was no reason to ever steal from us except you sometimes have the cash. Now, I do want to caution all the listeners of one major preventative measure.
Mm-hmm.
If you have deletion reports where you can delete something, that's why in certain stores, if you ever notice that if you have to have an override by a manager where they come in and they have to turn a key to the cash register that only certain people have the authority to override. What I recommend is that you print deletion reports because transactions can occur. And this way the employee or the staff member gives the receipt to the client. So the client never sees the theft, at which point the employee then goes back, deletes the entry, and at the end of the day when you try and match up cash, credit card, checks, it'll be a check and balance,
right,
because they've stolen it from the cash portion. So I've always said to my client, give me a username and a password, and I'll find your thief.
Oh, Jay, this has been a tough topic, but we really appreciate your insight and wisdom on it with our listeners. Can you give some contact information?
I can be reached at jayshorr, at the best, M as in Mary, B as in boy, S as in Sam.com for the best medical business solutions.
Love it. Jay, thank you so much. We appreciate you for calling in.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to the next interview.
You bet.
The Experience Pros are here to help you get your business right. To learn more, visit experiencepros.com.